97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, the basically 5 month long session starts today for the Missouri legislature. They'll run through May. And what is going to get done down there? The headline this morning in the Missouri Independent says Missouri lawmakers expect tension as they return for their election year legislative session. We've got State Representative Richard West on the line with us, District 102. And Richard, welcome back to the show. How you been?
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Are you in Jeff City already?
Yeah, I came in last night.
All right.
Getting ready for this morning.
Yeah, your phone's breaking up a little bit. I don't know why. What's going on there?
Oh.
But I did just your thoughts on, you know, maybe how you're expecting things to go. I know some of the Democrats have made some noise. They're upset about the redistricting issue and, of course, getting the abortion Amendment 3 back on the ballot.
Yeah, we expect a little bit of turbulence with the filibuster. But, you know, in government, you need to work together to get things. And I believe they're going to realize that sooner or later they're going to have to come around and work with the Republicans to get things done. I think in weeks of term, I think we'll fall into line.
You know, I know the governor had announced that he was going to push hard for eliminating the state income tax. I know that wouldn't happen immediately. For a lot of us, we've been on the anti-personal property tax bandwagon for a long time. Bill Igel talked a lot about that when he ran for governor last year. What do you? Are there bills pending? Do you have one this year dealing with that issue?
Actually, I do. I had one last year that actually got through Senate committee, but it never made it to the Senate floor. And I'll have this different than last year. Last year said evaluation and you have a tax. It's two separate. My bill last year was to cut the evaluation in half over 3 years. This year, the bill is going to be aimed at eliminating evaluation over a course of 3 years. So every year, the evaluation of your personal property would be declined by 33 1/3%, and on that third year, it would just be eliminated.
Wow!
Now the tax would still be there, but my goal is once we get the valuation down to zero, which would effectively mean you would have zero tax, then to eliminate the tax altogether.
Good. I mean, that's a great idea. The madness of continuing to pay for a vehicle that's 6, 7, 8, 10 years, you pay per tax on it again every year is insane to me. But that, again, that's that money the municipalities are going to claim has got to be made up somewhere.
Yeah. So, you know, when I bring this plan forward, and I hate to be callous about it, but it's as a legislator, it's really not my job to go out and advocate for a tax to replace a tax. It's the entity. So if you're removing, first of all, only about 8% of the funding for it's not municipalities so much. It's more your school districts and your fire districts, your ambulance districts, and your library districts are the three main people that take benefit of that tax. Only about 8% of their funding comes from personal property tax.
Oh yeah, well I mean
so it's a chunk, but it's still something that's completely doable. So I say it's really not my responsibility. What they need to do is they need to advocate to the taxpayer and go back out to the taxpayer and explain we no longer have the income of the personal property tax. We need to find another way to do it, and they can put it on a sales tax. They can put it on back onto your real property tax, which we already know is high. But
right.
At least they have to go back to the people and advocate and explain why it is that they need that.
Yep, that's true. Yesterday, when you and I were talking about coming on today, I asked you what issues were on your mind. One of the ones you mentioned was Ibogaine. Explain that to people, and why is that coming up right now?
So, look, we have I was a first responder for 24 years. I was a police officer. And I spent 28 months in Iraq, actually, during the war. And one of the things we deal with in this country hugely is PTSD.
Right.
And some of the mental issues that our first responders and our veterans deal with on a daily basis. And they come home, the Veterans Administration, you know, they pump them full of these drugs. They give them all these counseling sessions, and it just doesn't seem that a lot of it works. Ibogaine is a psychedelic along the lines of psilocybin mushroom, but it's different. And it's actually the efficacy rate on this for one dose is 80% up to 80%. For two doses is up to 95%, and there's no reoccurring medications. Of course, there would be some continuing counseling, but think of an efficacy rate of up to 95% with just two doses.
Okay.
And because it's a psychedelic, it's class three drug, so it's you know, the government says, no, we're not going to use it, whatever. There's a big push, not only from the federal level, but Texas has picked it up and passed a bill. And there's a lot of advocates out there. We now have a lot of research behind it. What we're having to do right now is send our veterans and or anybody that wants this treatment, we have to send them out of the country to get it. So they send them over to the Netherlands, or they send them down to Mexico. And they get these treatments, and they come back, and they're healed. They're a healed person. And so there's a huge push to push this legislation through, so at least these folks can try it. It's completely 100% administered by medical staff and medical doctors. A lot of researchers are pushing for this too, just because of the high efficacy rate.
Yeah, but some changes would have to be made at the federal level, correct?
Well, at a state level, we would still. They're working on the federal level. Feds move right. A little slower than we do, but
right.
we would still allow it in the state.
Oh, okay.
Administered under a. Under a doctor's care.
Got it. Well, that's interesting. I would have to admit I'm not that was not on my radar at all. So when you mentioned that, it's an interesting approach that I was unaware of. Listen, Richard, what time do things get underway today? What time do you guys get started?
10 o'clock this morning.
All right, very good. We appreciate your time. Best of luck, and keep us up to date through the session.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Y'all have a good day.
Outstanding. Richard West there. Great to get him on this morning. State representative from District 102. I was wrong. I thought it was at noon, but I guess they get underway about 10 a.m. This morning. There's a prayer breakfast down there, all that stuff as well. We're going to talk to the Lieutenant Governor, David Wassinger, coming up at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. We still got business coming up with Nicole. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.